Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We went, it was bobbing for beer cans.
Maddie,
I mean, I'm sorry, but men today, I mean, there were just tons of dudes that look like they spend a lot of time in the gym.
I love objectifying men, so it's so fine.
That got to be a really good bit when you would send guests across the street.
We took Donna Summer across the street to that 7-Eleven.
And you would tell them the same thing. Anything you want.
Anything you want.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
When you take a holiday you have never taken in the month of February, my entire career never went away in February. The guys were nice enough to let me do that and have a celebration of my 60th birthday, my 10th wedding anniversary, Valentine's Day, and the anniversary of Carl and I being together for 15 years. Can you believe it?
Wow.
15 years. We have been together. And what do you do when you go away for 7 full days? The guys say, we normally take President's Day off. And I said, yeah, it's okay with me. Mm-hmm. So make it an 8th day.
Yeah.
An 8th day, and we're back, and it's Tuesday, and it's great to see the guys who did, I am going to applaud you, stellar shows while I was gone.
I'm waiting for another shoe to drop.
Yeah, yeah. No. I listened to every show and watched every show. And
now you are lying, my friend.
What was your favorite part?
The Dude Walker show.
What was your favorite part on the Dude Walker show?
My favorite part on the Dude Walker show is when you were talking to Dude about the voiceovers that he does nationally.
Yeah.
And that he worked. I mean, I love that. I love that part. No, I didn't. I just made that up. Oh! Pretty good at that.
No.
No, but I know you had Dude Walker in.
He said that he's got to do like 1,000 of them just to get one gig in a nice way. It's a different landscape. You know this, Mike.
Well, you know, the difference between Dude and me is that Dude submits 1,000 and gets 4. I submit 30,000 and get bupkis. I will tell you, I've been listening to some of the voiceovers down here in Southwest Florida when I got back on commercials. There is a guy, it is Massey Exterminating.
Ooh.
And this guy, it's the worst narration I've ever heard. It's got to be the owner. If it's not the owner, then I'm taking down my shingle because I'm not going to do voiceovers anymore.
You ran your little studio and you did your production services many years ago.
I am in my little studio and I still do production services.
But I'm talking about back, like
when
early
it was your
80s,
business.
When
it was
like I had Chesapeake Recordings on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Would you run into people that insisted on doing their own voice work and did it drive you nuts?
No, when I did it, this is how old I am. When I did voiceover work and I had to do what's called a spec. And a spec, for people that are not in the business, is a demo spot so somebody can hear what it's going to sound like, and then the client can give you approval.
Right.
And when I had to do this for Free State Raceway and Laurel Racecourse for Mr. DeAngelis, I had to take a cassette out to the racetrack every time, and he'd make me, and at one point, for one spot, I made 4 trips.
Mm.
I made 4 trips out there for a ridiculously small amount of money.
But it was a lovely drive. Everyone loves going to Laurel.
There's nothing like going over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge 8 times for one commercial.
With that
amount of tolls, did you
even turn a profit?
Probably not.
No,
at the end of the day.
Even,
but I love the idea that my commercials were touting, pardon the pun, get it?
I do.
Were touting the racetrack.
Yes.
I thought it was, and Mr. DeAngelis was a bigger-than-life figure, big guy that's like, I don't like the way you said that word. I'll be back this afternoon, Mr. DeAngelis. Thank you very much. Yes, I think that's
don't say Trotter.
I think his name was Frank.
Was it? Why was I thinking Peter? Is it Peter?
What did
DeAngelis?
You do? Just have a stroke?
No, because I was trying to think back.
I thought we had a glitch in the because you went. What was?
No, I was trying to think.
The record skipped.
There's a Peter DeAngelis too. Is that not the same guy?
Look it up. Laurel Racecourse DeAngelis.
Tony, why don't you do that?
I think it was Frank. I think it was Frank DeAngelis. But I'm glad to be back.
Glad to have you back.
It is delightful to be back. We have the Tuesday mailbag today, which we will get to.
Tuesday.
But at the beginning of the show, I have to share with you that the hack bit that I created, which was calling the guys from Africa, which I think what I did 2 days and then bagged it, went 3 days.
Three,
maybe.
I think you did three. Yeah,
I did 3 days, and I hated the bit even when I was doing it. I said this
sounded great on this end.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it sounded great, yeah. But to me, from where I was, from my perspective. It sounded to me like it was a bit hacky. And,
no, we had we had the safari, which was great. We had the hot air balloon.
I could picture you in two balloons.
And your wife had
and
a separate balloon.
And then the illness.
The
right?
illness, right. Many people asked me if you were okay.
And then I said, because I was not in Africa.
Yes.
There
what?
We go. There,
so
let
there
me get it right out of the way.
Dengue fever, people.
Yeah. There goes dengue fever. And I was not in Africa. I never was in Africa. I took a trip to an island and with my son and my wife. I went to Alcohol Island. I went to Alcohol Island.
Oh, this is great.
Alcohol Island on Gluttony Bay. There were no African elephants. There was no dengue fever. There was no hospitalization in Africa. And do you think that there... I know there's probably a portion of the audience that's been waiting to find out if it really was Africa. No, it wasn't. I just thought it would be funny shtick to do that, to say
job.
That I was in Africa.
I have a question, if you don't mind. I'd like to get clarified. Somebody in the building asked, was he really running on his first call?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That, to me... If it's somebody in the building that asked that, that's somebody who's in the know.
Yes.
And no, I haven't run in 17 years.
That's what I told the gentleman.
I haven't run in 17 years.
Acting.
I've walked quickly. I run a little bit with my son. I run a little bit, but it's the kind of stutter stuff.
You were sprinting away from that elephant.
Yeah. I was sprinting around from the African elephant that charged because it didn't like the way I looked.
Right. So
that's what it was.
Don't make eye contact with the elephant.
Rob and I both explained to him. He's like, no, he just did that on the fly with like a piece of paper in his mouth.
Right. No, I think I should let everybody know now that I vacationed with Paulie Christine. And
what was the name of the island again?
By the way, I'd like to do my visual impression of Paulie Christine with his Bloody Mary.
Okay.
It's a picture that says, hey, hey, hey. He vacations.
This is funny that you were at an all-inclusive resort because we were I'm guessing we were talking about that last week where he would have a bracelet. The week before, you have a bracelet on that allowed you to get whatever you wanted and whatever you wanted to eat?
No, Alcohol Island was not all-inclusive.
Oh, it was not?
It was the Alcohol Island was just an island for alcoholics.
Oh, okay.
Alcohol Island.
Yeah,
all
I don't know where you get this. I don't know where you get this detail of all-inclusive. I don't know where you got that from.
Oh,
that's
just guess, because most of the
that's a complete Oscar. I don't know what kind of intel you got from who that would tell you that it was an all-inclusive, but absolutely nothing could be further.
Non-inclusive.
No, it was a non-inclusive.
That's right. Vacation. Not only did you have to pay for everything, but no one ever felt welcome.
Exactly. Yeah. But Alcohol Island is, I spent more time in water than I ever have on any trip ever in the, because.
Did you swim in Gluttony Bay?
I ate at Gluttony Bay Bar.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Was it a swim-up bar?
It was a, can you tell Rob how obsessed he is with the details of my vacation?
Well, he wants
to talk about the real vacation that I went on.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. What did I say before the show? Didn't I say I wanted to just speak in code?
The peanut gallery wants to know as well.
Because
they're all excited. We're going to live for you.
Yeah, but what did I say? Do you listen to the pre-show at all? Do you listen to the ground rules that
he
I set down?
He is the Bob Woodward
was
of this show.
Was there a bracelet or was there not a bracelet?
There was not a bracelet.
Damn it.
All right, was there an anklet?
Ooh, great question.
Just
a pink
kidding,
one.
Of course.
No, but there was alcohol.
Yes, of course. And that's good.
Lots of alcohol and there was childcare.
Ooh, that is a 10 out of 10.
Alcohol
and my son.
Childcare.
What goes better than a kids location where my son can have fun?
Yes.
I'll play with the coconuts, kids.
And then mommy and daddy can be irresponsible parents and then pick him up early and still continue to be irresponsible parents.
Three star rating for the child care?
I'm going to throw you up in the air of the pool.
You guys are so
fun
on vacation.
I have to say this, though, and this was brought up by more than one person. There is a small chance that the beverages that we were enjoying on Alcohol Island, I never got even the slightest feeling of being buzzed, like really buzzed, like really like super buzzed.
Yes, they do that.
And that worked for me. That worked for me. I felt calm.
Still had fun.
Yeah.
I still had fun, but there never, was never.
But you feel the never, pore is a little thin.
I don't know if the pore was thin, but I'm wondering what the pore was.
What drink was what was your drink of choice?
Well, later on we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that because that's a that if you cut open my body right now, that's what would pour out.
That's what sure vacation's all about, though, Mike. That's yes. fun.
I've been on what they call a booze cruise on a vacation setting.
Did you have a bracelet? Yes.
And there was no bracelet, Oscar. Just a life preserver. But I think it probably wouldn't have been enough. I think they maybe should have gone up a size for me. But
right.
I remember what they were serving at the booze cruise felt akin to a weak jungle juice like you would make in a crock in college.
There's just some lots sort of generic. Sweet on yeah, Alcohol lots Island. Of sweet. There's yes. lots of sweet. Yeah. Very, very sweet, and you get obsessed
orange
with
juice,
that.
Pineapple.
And but it was the activity, the number one activity. You would think you go away and you do stuff. No, I
you
we
didn't
would drop
supboard?
The. We'd eat breakfast, drop the kid off, and go to the pool every day, every single day. That's what we would do.
Kinda
and
like what
then
you can
I'd
do
call
in Florida,
you guys and
I
pretend
imagine.
I was in Africa. What? Mm.
Why wouldn't you go on these adventures? I imagine they had excursions, right?
Yes, Mike. Excursions.
We went on one.
I like
one
the Ford excursion.
We went on one excursion.
Did it involve you sitting on a sun lounger with a foil thing under your chin?
So no. You no. The yourself? One excursion we got, we went and it was bobbing for beer cans.
In the adult pool.
Because really, at a certain point on Alcohol Island. They got tired of just dealing with the cans, and
sure.
So you know, and we did. It was wonderful, but my kid was sick all week long.
I mean,
he sounded like that.
Oh,
like I do now.
Mm-hmm. He was kind enough to give it to you.
We got it yesterday. I got it yesterday. Carly got it today. This is nonstop. We had him when we got back. We took him to the doctor Sunday. That's how bad it was. He's on antibiotics, and I now have, returned. What does I will never take a February vacation again. I may never take a vacation again because this is what a vacation does for me. A vacation does this for me. I got sick as a dog. I am sick as a dog, and I'm sick to go to my colonoscopy today.
Oh.
So I have not only been prepping for my colonoscopy, and this is how you know I'm sick. I'm getting to everything I have on my show prep in the first 2 minutes of the show.
Mm. No.
That's how you know that I'm ill.
May I ask you a question?
Because I'm not dragging it out in a wonderful symphony of dialogue. I'm telling you that I have been prepping since 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon for my procedure today. For those youngsters that have never had a colonoscopy, let me tell you exactly what that is. They put you to sleep and put a rubber tube up your ass and take pictures of your insides. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's watch what's out, happening Mike's, to me today.
It's a Dyson, right?
Watch out for the turn. The turn is what's bad.
The turn?
Yeah, when the camera takes the turn.
You know, I'll be out for it. So that's it. Yeah. That's yeah.
A question. This is something that actually crossed my mind earlier. If
yes.
you have been prepping for this since 1 o'clock yesterday,
yes.
which requires
no
essentially
water, no juice, no tea, no nothing today. I'm doing this show dry.
An entire evacuation. I would think it would be a bad time to have a cough. When you're going,
it's a very bad time
preparation.
To have a
yeah,
yeah. I had it this morning, and a couple. It was like I'd have a small cough, and the smallest of coughs would be, hey, figure out how to run your board, Mike. That's the smallest of coughs. No, the smallest cough would be, and then you're wondering what it is. And would you like to go through? You know, since we have some time, and since
horrific.
I'm reconnecting, would you like to hear the details of how? This particular, a lot of people that have had colonoscopies, and certainly in our audience, we have plenty of them. Let me explain what
on
this
a daily
particular
basis.
Doctor, daily, I'm sure we have people listening, that daily there are colonoscopies in the audience. And I've had them since I was in my 20s, so I mean, this is nothing new to me. Let me tell you how this, they all have their different ways.
Yeah.
There was a substance called colate, where you had a powder. And you mixed a jug of this stuff, and that's the first one I ever had.
Yeah.
And that was nasty, nasty, nasty. I've had them where you take citrate of magnesia, which is another one where you clean. And you've had them, Rob.
Sure.
You've had colonoscopies.
Yeah.
And they're all different. This
Thistle.
One was both the most vigorous and perhaps the least unpleasant of all, although they're all
least,
unpleasant.
Least unpleasant is high praise for cleansing your system. Can you walk us through the process?
Let's do that. I'll walk. We'll take a break,
okay,
and we'll start the show, and I'll walk you through that because right now I think I may have some fecal urgency. We'll start the show in just a minute. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, how long have you had these pains, Mr. Barber?
Now, that's Babar.
Two B's?
Babar.
One B. B-A-B-A-R.
That's two.
Yeah, but not right next to each other. I thought that's what you meant.
Arnold Babar.
Moon
Isn't
River.
Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar?
I don't know. I don't have any.
No children?
No elephant books.
Open wide. Say No. You know, it's an odd name. I don't recall having seen it on the club registry.
Well, I don't formally belong. I'm a guest of my aunt's.
Your aunt?
Right, Mrs. Smith.
Joan or Margaret?
Uh-huh, right.
Well, which one?
Margaret.
Funny old bird.
Yeah, is she ever. I could tell you some stories.
I bet. You know, it's a shame about Ed.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was really a shame. To go so suddenly like that.
He's dying for years.
Sure, but the end was very, very sudden.
He was in intensive care for 8 weeks.
Yeah, but I mean the very end, when he actually died, that was extremely sudden.
Drop your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, no, really, we don't need to. We don't want to do that. Say, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% better. Moon River. Whew. Thank you, Doc. You ever serve time?
Breathe easy.
You using the whole fist, Doc?
Well, I don't find anything wrong with you.
Huh. Well, sure it's not for a lack of looking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to be back. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their love and Moon River. In their love and support of their program, if you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Annandale, Virginia to Far Texas, from Miamisburg, Ohio to Savannah, Georgia, from Moline, Michigan, Illinois, sorry, to Washington, D.C.
Ah, the nation's capital.
From Zimbabwe to Australia, the Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Quip. Brushing our teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health. But amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Quip is the better electric toothbrush. Quip features sensitive sonica vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums. That's the sound you get when you're hearing the Quip in your mouth.
Yes.
Not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5. I use Quip because it guarantees that I am brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. And we thank you, thank you. Thank you to my compadres there. I thought about you guys last week, and, you know, that's not, it's never easy when any of us are not there. And when we're the three amigos together, that's when the shows are the most right.
Well, we missed the most of it. Missed you.
You know. And it's nice that you guys did that.
We
and then,
fought.
You know,
Kissing made up.
Sure, there was some friction.
Yeah.
There was some love.
Really? Wait, did you have any big knockdown dragouts?
No, nothing show-ending.
Just the usual, you know? Mm-hmm. Brothers got a fight,
because really, I think I'd like to think that's my territory, the real knockdown
screaming.
Oh, no, screaming.
It was much more pleasant than if you were here. But we had a good time.
Thank you very much.
During the fighting,
though. Yeah, the fighting. Usually, we didn't go nuclear.
Right.
Like me.
Yeah. And then apologize afterwards. No, we're fine.
Arm in arm.
Yeah. We fought. We kissed. We made up. We said, we'll do better tomorrow.
And we all agreed on one thing is that, come on, Pony, better, please. Better.
And Pony was great.
You got it.
Well, he was okay.
Yeah, Pony was Pony.
Yeah.
How about Maciela? Was she all right?
Maciela's pretty
good.
She's so good. The job stays the same as before.
Yeah, we missed you. And we're happy to have you back. You look great. You look happy.
Your face
looks happy, but your body is not.
Yeah. Well, here it is. I like doing what I do. So the only part that's stressful for me of coming back to work is before I get in here and turn the microphone on. Once I do that, I'm fine. My wife and I have been having a terrible morning because my son's still sick and she kept him home from school and she's got to take me to the place where they're shoving the tube up my butt and they don't want people, because it's a place where they have other procedures going on, they don't want a sick kid in there, and I thought she had to be with me, and then she's calling me an usipay because I'm complaining so much.
Nice. Well, I know the colonoscopy is
weighing
heavy.
It's been a terrible morning, and so I finally get in here, and I'm doing better. But I'm not happy. No, I'm not happy at all. I'm happy to be here on the show, but I'm not happy with... And I was perfect. By the way, when you live where I do and you have a job that you love, it's not the same. You see people in the airport. We'll get to that later. I got so much to talk about with the airport coming back to this country. We were on Alcohol Island. Is not an island that is associated with the United States.
Okay. Ooh.
So it's a separate
clue,
island.
Out of
number
town.
One.
It's a thank you. Oh, why don't you just calm down? Why don't you just calm down and stop torturing me, okay?
So if you all were guessing Roosevelt Island in the Potomac River, cross it off your chart.
No, and so
it was gloomy. It wasn't sunny.
I can get to that at any time. Because it's top of mind, I would like to walk you through the procedure that I have to go through today.
Here's how I know
to get my colon looked at.
The procedure is weighing heavy on your mind because on a rare Sunday evening text chain between me, you, and Oscar, you brought it up, not for nothing. You brought up the fact that you were having a colonoscopy on Tuesday. So even as early as Sunday night, it was top of mind for you.
Well, I knew. Let me tell you why I brought it up.
So I could play the Fletch tape, right?
No. And by the way, Chevy Chase, God, what a hack body of work.
I know, but you
really,
know
even
what?
When you, it fit that today. Does not hold up. But it that fit does not today. Hold up. Do you agree? Chevy Chase's body of work is not. Oh, you think everything's funny.
Well, no, right, there's certain things that are good, but there's certain things that I can't give him credit for at all. I didn't like his entire run on Community. He was on. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Well, the reason I brought it up was because Mr. Babar.
Yes.
That the anxiety I felt, and this is because I am very guilt ridden when I go away, and then we had President's Day. And I wasn't so guilt-ridden that I didn't say, you know, that's okay, because we did that last year, and I wasn't going to F you guys for that just because I had an unscheduled holiday, which was, by the way, wonderful and had many more good moments than bad, and most of the bad moments came at the end. I'll get to it later. Okay. Let me tell you why I mentioned the colonoscopy. I mentioned the colonoscopy to you because this is what you have to do. I'll walk you through it. You do your prep. And then they call you after 2 o'clock on Monday to let you know when it is. I was told by 3 people that it's going to be in the afternoon, but they don't guarantee that until the day before. So there was that tiny, tiny little plan. And I was so desperately hoping that would not happen that I would be telling you guys I have to go in the morning. Because once you start this train, you gotta go through the whole way.
All the way to the depot, baby.
It's all the way there. So let me tell you her procedure. All right. So this is the procedure for this doctor for the cleanse that is required for this medical procedure of putting the tube up the and taking a picture of the and then pulling it out and saying, thank you, go home.
It's almost a badly named procedure. It shouldn't be called a cleanse, should it?
a cleanse.
It's really not all that clean.
It's nasty. It's nastiness. But they all have their different ways. I will take you through mine. And by the way, please do not try this at home for fun. It's probably a very bad idea.
It's not like a juice cleanse like people do just to make themselves feel
your
better.
Way with this?
No.
It's rapid. It's rapid. To be honest with you, when I got on the scale this morning, I was hoping for better results. Ooh. I was hoping that the cleanse of the last 24 hours would supersede the week at Alcohol Island.
No.
It did not.
I see.
Yeah, it did. You know, they should. And the other name for it, of course, is Cheeseburger Island.
Ooh. Oh. Great cheeseburgers are hard to find.
I saw that there was Cheeseburger Inlet.
Take advantage.
The Cheeseburger Inlet is on the
cheeseburger
south side.
Cheeseburger Inlet and Gluttony Bay. Would you like some? Could I have a second entree, please? So anyway, on Gluttony Bay, this is what happened. So her procedure, my doctor, very talented doctor, and someone I have a tremendous amount of esteem and respect for, but she's very thorough, and this is no exception. This is a prep for a colonoscopy where there is nothing left to chance. If you don't have a pristine teenage pink colon at the end of this prep, you are not a skilled individual. So
understood.
Would you like phase one?
Please. And we'll need time codes too.
All right. At the drugstore, I am required to buy a 238-gram container of Miralax laxative and stool softener.
Yes.
And by the way, how's that breakfast, everybody? Hope you're enjoying it. I'm also required to buy Dulcolax tablets. And I am also required to buy a 64-ounce jug of Gatorade.
Oh, ooh. Yum. Your choice of flavor?
What's that?
Your choice of flavor?
Lemon lime. The green. The traditional.
Good. Old school.
I am also required to purchase a Fleet enema. An enema from the Fleet company. Saline-based.
Hmm. Because it's based from the Navy, right?
Gross.
That's right. It was used on sailors. In World War II.
That's right.
To keep them
ready to
clean
go.
And fresh.
Ready to go.
Ready for battle. With empty colons.
So you couldn't
That's
scare
what
it,
was
it
supposed
out of them.
To be.
That's right.
Yes. So I have all my products. And then here's the time frame. 1 o'clock yesterday, you take your 4 Dulcolax tablets.
That's before the Miralax.
That's prior to the Miralax, where you take the entire... So I take my 4 at 1 o'clock yesterday. I'm figuring there's not going to be any sort of instantaneous reaction. So I venture out. I run a few errands.
You take them and then you come back?
I head it out because this is a tablet and there is a process where this has to be
digested.
And it's also
I don't think it's going to happen in a half an hour is my point, Oscar.
I always think it's like the Dumb and Dumber scene.
No,
right?
No. I think Dulcolax is gentle, right? Isn't it known primarily as a softening agent?
Predictably overnight, Rob.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I take this at 1 o'clock and then run a few errands. I come back and I pop on Tombstone. Because I know I'm going to be housebound for the rest of the afternoon.
So to
and
speak.
So
yeah,
I'm going to be
quite the movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah. God. For some reason I'm on the vacation I got obsessed with it, you know.
Oh.
By the way, the close up of Val Kilmer's mouth where he's in the shootout with Johnny Ringo at the end of the movie. I've perfected that impression.
Oh, you have.
Yeah. Say when. All right, thank you very much. That's what it is. Everybody says, you know, I'm your Huckleberry, you're a Daisy if you do.
Yeah. Mm.
Mine is like right before they draw. Say when. Just
perfect.
So
that's
calm.
Perfect.
So perfectly calm. Anyway, so I'm watching that. And the next step is, in the instructions, at 5 p.m., mix the 238-gram container of Miralax laxative with the 64-ounce jug of Gatorade. Now, that would prove problematic in and of itself simply because if you dump the 230... What are you looking at over there?
Our TV blinked. It's fine. I just want to make sure we're still recording. Everything's
okay.
Good.
Just so you kind of look like when you did that. So the 238-gram jug powder that goes into the 64-ounce jug...
Like a protein shake almost.
...is really not doable because there's so much Gatorade in there that it's not... So I have to do a little... You know, Thomas Edison mixology here to make sure that I've got it right. And I do that and then I start shake your booty. Here's the problem. About half an hour, maybe 45 minutes prior to. No, I want to say more like an hour. At 4 p.m., the Dulcolax arrived early.
Has come to play.
Oh.
I mean, and it doesn't, you know, there's no waiting.
3 hour turnaround on it?
Yeah.
That's, you know what? That means that it's, it really did come to party.
If you were in line at a Home Depot and it hits you, this wave, do you go in the Home Depot? Because they're notorious for their restrooms.
Yeah, yeah. I would go in the Home Depot. Damn. I would hope that this would not be a go to the car, wait till you get home. I was home, fortunately.
Good.
And it was off, and then one, maybe two, maybe three visits before I even started drinking the Gatorade.
What about a Burger King bathroom?
No.
I once got busy there.
There's only one alternative. And the alternative would be horrific. So I had to. So it explodes.
What was your frame of mind when the Dulcolax hit so early?
I was calm.
Okay,
I was calm.
Good.
I was fine with it.
Okay.
I mean, I was home. Yeah. I didn't have to worry about it. I was surprised. Because it was so immediate. It was just like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you get that little lower intestinal and it's like.
Yeah.
Like that. And it was over.
Growling from underneath.
Yeah, and then it was yummy. It was just it was horrible. Okay. No, it was horrible. It was disgusting. Guys,
this reminds me of a scene. This is a movie. It's on demand, Mike. You'll see it on your whatever Xfinity choices you have. It's with Gerard Butler. It's called Hunter Killer. And when the sub opens up its torpedo doors, that's what I'm thinking about because it's about to just unleash hellfire.
Well, it's interesting to ask you that you have your movie because I have my movie. Oh, okay. There is a scene in No Country for Old Men where they strike oil.
I was going to say, if you're talking military and battles at sea, were you going to talk torpedo or oil slick?
Well, no, it's there's No Country for Old Men. What's another movie that pops in? Let's see. Deepwater Horizon was a movie that pops to mind when you think of what's happening. With me. And let me just say that the first salvo.
Yes.
You know, that's the most problematic one. That's the one where, you know, that's the one where you want
to
call.
You got nothing to gauge it against.
Catch the bull by surprise.
You want to call on the hazmat crews on that particular thing. So it's off to, once this is done, in the meantime, I'm mixing up this substance.
Right.
And when you put the entire, I want to sound like Roseanne Dan.
When you put the entire bottle of the Miralax in the 64 ounces of the Gatorade, you don't. There's nothing that's going to keep that from being a disgusting beverage. There's nothing pleasant about that. However, I will say that the artificial flavor of the Gatorade did a pretty decent job of masking the fact that I have an entire bottle of this crap.
Isn't Miralax, trying to remember, isn't it a lemon lime, ostensibly a lemon lime flavor thing?
No, I think that the Miralax was flavorless.
Ah, okay, all right.
Yeah, I think the Miralax was flavorless. Do we have to break, by the way? I'm totally lost
should.
On time.
We should.
All right, I'll tell you what happens after that, and then we're almost done with this. I'm not, but you are. So we will take a break.
I've never been through a colonoscopy, so I have like.
Oh, it's great.
Like, I really.
So much fun.
Really fun.
No, I have like two solid follow-ups. No pun intended.
Really looking forward to it. We'll take a break and solid? That's not the word I would use for
solid
this discussion.
Daddy, no.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's new, pussycat?
Kitty, 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 kitty.
Call me Cat.
Okay, Cat.
Call me Kitty Cat.
Cat 2019 is coming.
Yes.
Meow, 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 meow.
All right.
Stay tuned to the Mike O'Mara Show for updates and keep up to date for details at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Meow, meow, meow.
Cat 2019 from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, no, it's not.
Podcasting with attitude.
No, it's not.
More like.
No, it's not, Jim.
Attitude.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what happened? What happened when I'm gone for a week and one of you has already established the fact that he has misbehaved? How has Cat resurfaced?
You were here for it.
You were here. We didn't even touch Cat since we were gone.
That's right.
All right. You had nothing to do with this, Rob Spiewak?
Not one drop.
No.
You sure?
We talked about this before you left when we were putting up Facebook cover photos.
Yes. And then, something's coming.
And then Meow
came up. You mean
Facebook
cover photos on the fan page?
On the fan page.
I thought it was simply Podcast with Attitude, and now Cat is alive again. I thought I killed it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Kill that cat!
This segment of the program brought to you by Untuckit. Here's a tip. No guy looks good in a long, bulky dress shirt when it's untucked. It doesn't. It gets all wrinkled. Yeah. Looks nasty. It looks like a bottle of Miralax got poured into a 64-ounce jug of Gatorade. Okay?
Hey, no way that's going to be a good shirt.
That's not good at all. What are they thinking? You might think it looks casual. It looks sloppy. That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. I adore my Untuck It shirts. Not too long, not too short. For that clean, casual look you can even wear at the office. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Go to untuckit.com or visit one of Untuck It's 50 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Untuck It even offers free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. Use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. So, if you want the perfect fitting shirt, regardless of your shape and size, try the original Untuck shirt. And remember, use promo code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. Untuck It. And we thank them for their fine sponsorship of the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back, everybody. Great to be back from holiday. Great to be here with the guys. And thanks to them for holding down the fort. And a special thanks to Dude Walker for coming in at the end of last week to sit in with you guys. How was it to work with a true legend of the biz?
It's exciting. It was thrilling.
It was. It's interesting because I never put the context together that he's not traditionally in studio as a listener. I used to listen to you and Don have him read liners. But I always felt like he had been in studio multiple times, but it's just that mishmash of, oh, it's Dude Walker. He's actually in studio. This is so much fun.
Yeah, he had never been in studio with the show. He had never actually been in our studio.
Never like sat in and paneled or anything like that.
No, so it was kind of fun.
I thought he's coming. Didn't he ever come in to do recording sessions?
No,
online.
It was always on the ISDN.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Wow. And he said, by the way, if you go back with Dude, it was Dude and Doug. Mm-hmm. For those longtime Washingtonians, we remember the Dude and Doug show. Doug Limerick, who was with, maybe retired just recently from ABC News.
I believe he just retired from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. And it was Dude Walker and Doug Limerick.
Also,
and they're both super cool guys.
Dude came in hot with industry news because last week, you might know this, Mike. Mix 107.3 was sold to Christian Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, EMF. Yeah. Yeah. And they're going to go K-Love this spring.
K-Love!
Mm-hmm.
The news, though, Jack Diamond will keep his job.
Different show content?
I don't know. He's just Jack's quite a survivor. There's certain people in the industry, I believe, now that no matter what would happen, Jack Diamond and the Junkies would never, ever lose their jobs. It would never happen. That's just the way
I just want to say one thing to the new owners. It was weird. This morning, I was bleeding from my hands and my feet.
And just praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Rob! It's Stigmata at 7.
Time. Come on!
And the 5 o'clock club.
How dare you?
I wonder if they went through what Don and I went through when the people from the Christian Network came in and sat you down. Oh, we want to keep things absolutely as they are. When they're not going to.
We left anyway before we had to find out.
Oh, God. I mean, it's just, God, the lying that goes on. It's like they're worried about a month of broadcasting, so they lie to the people so they can keep you on to keep their ship afloat when they're going to cut you loose when it's convenient for
them. How odd is it that I was in the parking lot of your old station, WAVA, this weekend, because there's a Bank of America right across the street.
Oh, yeah.
And 66 was jammed up, shocker, in the middle of the day, so I took a detour heading home. I was like, oh, there's a Bank of America. I had to tap a Mac.
Yeah.
And I sat there. I'm like, I know this. I was like, oh, my God. That's the little kid's school or the child center now that used to be WAVA.
Is the 7-Eleven still across the street?
Yes, it is. Yep. No. It's a...
I thought it was the last time
we were
there.
It's not a 7-Eleven anymore because I wanted to go and get a taquito at the 7-Eleven.
That's the Caddy Corner one where we took Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons.
It's a Title Max place,
or
if
maybe
I'm not
just
mistaken.
Paul Stanley. I think Gene Simmons stayed in the studio.
That got to be a really good bit when you would send guests across the street.
We took Donna Summer across the street to that 7-Eleven.
And you would tell them the same thing. Anything you want.
Anything you want. Anything you want. Then it was a Whitman Walker Clinic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For a while, right? It's not that anymore.
It's like a daycare center.
That building where you used to broadcast from is a daycare center. It is 100% a daycare center.
I wouldn't let children play on the floor there, even after all these years.
Yeah.
You know what?
Across the street is a Title Max place, if I'm not mistaken.
I've been to a lot of daycare centers.
Which used to be a Roy Rogers restaurant.
Yes.
Right. I bet that there are parts of the daycare center that smell the way the radio station used to smell.
All the time. Good times in that radio station. That would be, if you talked about,
so
interesting time.
I'm so jealous that I came to you after that.
Amazing times.
That place
amazing
really hasn't been built up after all these years.
No, it's an interesting way
that
of
little,
life.
Like, that little, it's like time stopped between that radio station and Clarendon. And I was like, they never decided to improve this swab of Northern Virginia.
Well, you have to
kind of looks like it probably looks a little bit like Alcohol Island does, when you're off the resort property.
The reason they have not redeveloped that area is it's such a beautiful structure. It's very Frank Lloyd Wright-ish. I think of falling water when I see it.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing what you can do with cinder blocks if you put them in different levels.
And tan paint.
And just roll with the terrain.
And the tan paint is nice.
Right. It did remind me a little bit of, if I'm being honest, Bolivia. There was a lot of Latin houses, not of worship,
I can tell
of
you,
cuisine.
I can tell you one thing about that place.
Yes.
And it's not Patrick Swayze coming in there, and it's not Bananarama. Being left out in the rain, not being allowed to come in because they were late. There's so many different. It's not Cyndi Lauper. It's not, it's not Natalie Cole. It's not Jermaine Jackson. It's, all the people that made their way through that building. It's the amount of people I saw cry in that building. That should tell you all you need to know about the wonderful business of radio.
And the parking lot that you used to take a nap in.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be late
for work.
Yes.
Yeah. At the Roy Rogers. Yes, where I would sleep in there so I wouldn't be late.
Yes.
That's right.
Absolutely. And until that one ratings party where Mike O'Mara was put on the unable to perform list. Simply too much fun from the night before. How I survived those years, how does anybody survive that long?
Hey, but we've all made it. We've all made it.
Heyday.
Yeah. So anyway, it's off today. I've finished the phase one. And then at the conclusion of the broadcast, not 10 minutes after we finish here, I will be visiting with Mr. Fleet.
Ah!
Fleet of the Enema family.
That's right.
And then it's off.
Enema of the people.
Then the Enema of the people, and they knock me out. The thing is, I will be invoking the same line with the doctor when I get to the colonoscopy place that Val Kilmer used in the movie Tombstone. Because when she will be holding the tube in her hand, and I will look at her and say, "Say when." Sorry, I don't know why I do that, but I'm obsessing on that. I watched it how your mind just gets it. You want to see things over and over.
Sure.
That scene where he shoots Johnny Ringo in the head and it's like, "Come out! Come out! You're Daisy. Then Johnny Ringo falls down. God, what a great movie. Hell is coming and I'm coming with it.
What? This is a dumb question.
Yes.
Just before you guys attack me. I know that we've talked about it on the show multiple times, but I cannot remember the answer to this. When you're done with this procedure, which is for your own health, and it's something that people do on a regular basis after 40, usually, do you feel great? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel calm?
Well,
I'm going
to feel like crap because I've got my kids like 12, okay.
say you,
12
say
month
say
chest
you didn't
cold.
Have a chest cold. If it was just regular,
well, I can answer that. You're gonna
like, do you? Is the point? Are you trying to make? Do you feel cleansed?
Yes. Do you feel healthy?
No. You feel dopey because you're coming out from general anesthesia, and they send you home right
away.
What
about the day after?
I don't recall feeling anything different than the day before.
No. I think what it is, you're hungry. I think you're hungry.
That's that. There's a lot of that.
Because I haven't had solid food in over 24 hours.
Me either.
I'm. Right. Exactly. And that's after coming from Gluttony Bay.
Yeah,
yes, that's a shock to the system.
That's coming from Gluttony Bay. I'm an idiot. I schedule things
stupidly.
Yeah,
that's a bad scheduling situation.
No, it's stupid. But she said she wants to get me in because that's the way. So I'm doing the whole thing. And, I can't even relax. And, I expected to come in here and tell you about my wonderful travels from Gluttony Bay.
How was the gym there?
The gym was, I did the exercise bike 3 days. Yeah.
Look
yeah. 40 minutes. 40 minutes on
they
the bike.
Win.
Yeah.
Well, he
yeah,
needed to
you.
Because that's how they make the electricity there. It's like Gilligan's
Island. That's exactly
Island.
Right.
It's like, it was made of bamboo, wasn't it?
Listen, this is the one, the trip was fantastic. And the people that I met were fantastic. It was just, there was a lot of really fun conversation.
Oh,
something
how is
that
the
I
scenery?
Don't have.
Scenery. Because you're almost in spring break territory. Like one more week.
No.
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 Sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry to disappoint you, but you know, I can't give that a ten. I will say that there were handsomer women than others, but you know, it was you know, it's the reason why, you know, 9 out of 10 times we'd go into the pool and Carl would
with
be like,
the jewelry.
You know, I really wanted to say, hey, you know, to the one guy, you want to take a photo? You want to take a photo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It was it would help me with the jewelry. Help me with the jewelry.
What about the guys?
Huh? Unbelievable.
Really hot.
Unbelievable. That pisses me off. God,
lots
you just,
of V's.
You know, you just, I didn't
lots of
think
V's.
I didn't think of that until now. When was the day of men being, you know, all schlubs?
Right.
When did it become, you know,
they're like
these
thick,
dads,
really thick guys there?
These dads that are just like, and I walk up to this guy, he has got to be a professional athlete. And he was from Portland, Maine, and he told me that he runs some sort of contracting company. Mm. I'm like, why do you look like that? Why do you look like that when you don't have to? But anyway, yeah. More, many more. I'm sorry, and I'm not going to. I hope this isn't sexist, but many more fit men than fit women. Many more. Vastly
many
outnumbered.
More. Many more.
Maddie
guys
appreciates
that look like they were in a
talking
gym.
About this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maddie really appreciates.
Maddie, I mean, I'm sorry, but men today, I mean, there were just tons of dudes that look like they spend a lot of time in the gym.
I love objectifying men, so it's so fine with me.
Yeah. No, and then but the interesting thing is when I was in the gym, the people that came into the gym,
yeah,
there's maybe one person that looked like they really used the gym. There were people in there that were using the gym that were, you know, going to go back out and eat like 17 quesadillas as soon as they left the gym.
So a higher percentage of schlubs in the gym than in the wild.
Oh, you're like all the pre-work was done by these other dads, so they didn't have to go to the gym.
They didn't have to go to the gym. Yeah. Didn't look like that. Or they're probably like running on the beach on Gluttony Bay.
Yeah.
That's probably what they're doing. You know? And it was like, and by the way, the reason I keep doing this, and I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah. No.
You talk about sunburn. The only thing that got sunburned was my lower lip.
Oh,
and
no.
And I don't walk around like Albert Hitchcock either.
Bart Simpson?
Rob, let me explain. Most people that have ever spent any time in the sun would understand this. So let me explain it to you. You've never spent any real time in the sun.
You don't have to be a jerk about it.
But you've never been in the sun.
Yes, of
you've
course
never
I
spent
have.
Any
I'm
time
sunburned. I'm fair-skinned.
Most people get burnt. You ever see people that are like lifeguards where they put the zinc on their nose? Where's the other place they put it?
On their ass, isn't it?
No, it's on their lower lip.
Okay, you see, I didn't know that. Yeah. I've never seen it on their nose.
They put chapstick on with SPF.
Okay, that I've seen.
They put the SPF
chapstick.
Super easy.
Carla got burned on her lower lip, and I got. And you don't think to do that. You lather up with all this stuff.
Also,
and it was,
you're drinking at a rapid pace on any vacation.
Sure.
So it's taking off any projection you did put on.
Good point.
Right.
Right away.
Right.
Well, that's why you need to get the gin-proof SPF and use that on your lip.
Well, and the drink that I was drinking, really not noticeable. And the only time I felt really overwhelmed with alcohol was the day I switched to beer. And I drank beer, and that gave me a low-grade headache at about 2 in the afternoon, and then I was shot for the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
And we never, and I mean this is sincere, we never, ever went to bed later than 9 o'clock at night.
Full days.
We were up at 6:30 every morning, and we never stayed out late. There were people there that said, I bumped into a guy, and he's like, yeah, I was out till 2 o'clock. My wife had to come and get me. I was like, oh, God, not me. I never felt the need. I was completely satisfied with my alcohol intake by just chilling out.
Those
in the
are the
pool
best vacations. Because
absolutely.
If you look, as a man whose wife had to come get him from the hotel bar in Key West, and documented here on the show, nothing bad as that. I was talking to dudes, shocker. Really,
and how do they
love alcohol?
Oh, they look great. I don't know. I these dads, man.
I know, right?
These days.
You and I love alcohol. So if we're sitting in a bar in a saloon, you and I like being in there and we don't want to leave. That's all that is, you know?
But when you get the old hook, one, it's semi-embarrassing.
Yeah,
it is.
Two, you don't understand why they're like, it's time to go to bed, because nothing good can happen after, 1 a.m.?
Sure,
right.
And if you, and it's like three dudes, and the rest of the bar is gone, it's a family establishment, probably time to go to bed. So if I would have, Mike, you have the dream scenario of partying all day, having a great time, hitting the bed at 9, and then wash, repeat, right? Rinse, wash, repeat.
That's pretty perfect.
We put the kid in the kids' activities one night and then we're racked with guilt And we decided to dine with our son for most of the week.
How did That's he like the activities? Did he enjoy them?
He hates anything where he has to go somewhere.
I see.
He'd rather stay in our room all day and look at videos on his mother's phone. Mm-hmm. That's what he would like to do. That's his number one activity. And he loves that.
He's a budding superstar.
To us, and we love
it's really
him.
His trade craft.
It's his, yes. He wants to check out the other unboxing videos. But anyway, that's
was it hard to travel without all his lighting equipment?
It was very frustrating.
I mean,
him constantly being asked for autographs. But when we come back, I will tell. And by the way, the mailbag will be tomorrow because we're running out of time. When we come back, I will tell you everything was great about visiting Alcohol Island, except the departure. And I'm sure that this is the case on certain islands in the sea, that getting in is no problem. But then guess what? Everybody leaves on the same day.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a real slice of heaven. And it includes claustrophobia, customs, and vomiting. We'll be right back with the update on that on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, it's Paulie. By now, you guys should know I submit the best promos.
Oh, wait a minute, Paulie. I think the promos I submit are far more creative and highlight everything you can find on MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Oh, come on, Jimbo. Don't be a jamook. Everyone loves the promos I submit. Did you hear my Valentine's promo? Forget about it.
Have you heard the effects I can do with my promos? I can use things like reverb. I can even use echo.
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 Let's both agree that the one thing you need to do is subscribe to the bonus show featuring the man who we hold so near and dear to our heart,
Mike O'Meara. Do it today.
Let me see if I have this right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Uh-huh.
We now have people doing promos. Listeners doing promos, making fun of the listeners who do promos.
It's very meta, yes.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Wow, I love it.
Good impression
of
Paul.
I do. I'm not sure whether he was paying tribute or not. But anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I love my Sleep Number bed. That's a fact. Oh, God, it's great to go away and come back to my Sleep Number. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one. But can you really afford another restless night's sleep? There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep now. During the Ultimate Sleep Number event, a Queen 360 smart bed starts at only $899. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The Sleep Number 360 smart beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you so you sleep comfortably throughout the night. Plus, Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. For 2018 award information, just visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 75, and we love it. Come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number event and save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you. And when you do, tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you. And we thank you. Woo! Welcome back. Welcome back. So it was a great trip. Even with my kid being sick, it was great to get away. I really haven't done it in the month of February. It was really special.
You hate the month of February, so I would think this would be a great time for you to get away.
It was until we got back, and now I've got a colonoscopy, and I'm getting my kids cold, so February sucks. Mm. It sucks ass. It was a week where I was able to forget that. The week, after the anniversary of my father's death, it was just good to get away and do that. But as I said, we decided early in the year to go away at a time when it was good to go away to celebrate 60th birthday, 10-year wedding anniversary. That was really primarily the reason we did it. That's exactly.
I hate that it ruined your President's Day because I know that's your favorite holiday.
Oh, it's a wonderful. I mean, getting a colon prep for a President's Day is absolutely spectacular.
Yes.
So we have a wonderful time at this place, and then Saturday arrives, and we're leaving Saturday, and it's easy getting our stuff out. We take a cab to the airport, and we walk in. And at this particular moment, it looks reasonably crowded, but not overwhelming. And we check in, and you have to put a passport in there. And the passport is accepted, and everything's fine. And then we get up to the counter.
Does your son need a passport, or is he so young that he can just go buy yours?
He needs a passport.
He's got a little passport.
What's funny, He's got a baby's face on his patch. It's an infant. He's about 1 year away.
Oh, that is so cool.
From having to update his, and it's a baby's face. It's hysterical because every customs person we dealt with laughed when they saw his picture.
That's cute.
Like, blah, 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 blah. And so we get to the counter, and Alcohol Island has the JetBlue workers that are there. And the JetBlue workers are trying to explain, we have this malfunction with the computer. And so it takes 20 minutes to get in. And the person at Alcohol Island was saying something like, I'm saying, excuse me, there are 5,000 people here and I can't hear. I said, what is it? What do we have to pay? I know it has to do something where we have to pay. You know, what do we have to pay?
We have to pay? The tax.
Pay. So I said, okay. And then she takes the credit card from me once, hands it back. Asks for it again, hands it back. Asks for it again, hands it back. I take another credit card out. I hand her that credit card. She takes it, hands it back. Asks for it again, hands it back. At this point, they call a supervisor over. It was 25 minutes. This sets the tone that of the day. It's kind of crazy.
You are paying it forward for the people in back of you?
I'd like to pay his tax too.
I had nothing to do with the people in back of me. I just wanted to get the F out of there.
At this point, I gotta ask, because I love gauging your mood as you tell a story. And this, obviously, you're probably a little bit down because you're leaving a beautiful place.
Not as much as you would think. Really kind of looking forward to heading back.
But when you hit this first snag right away, do you think, well, at least that's behind us, now onward and upward? Or do you think, okay, that's the beginning? Do you have a positive or a negative lookout?
I am so pissed at this person that I'm already off the deep end.
Well, these cards are fried.
I am off the deep end. This person is an ass and incompetent and can't work the computer. And I'm paying for her slowness and it's pissing me off. And she's all attitude and no competence. Yeah. And you know what people like that are. Yeah. They are so busy working on their I hate you attitude that they can't do their jobs. And that's what we got. So that sent me
like
into the
pony
funk.
Every day.
I then turn around and I look and there is a 14 mile line to get into the security area where we can get our bags checked. Not our bags checked. Where we can go through the security screening process.
Right.
So 45 minutes later, we are halfway through the line. And they open up another line, and we were at the front, and we got lucky where we got to shoot down to another line.
Oh, that's great.
And you would think, yeah, it was a break. It was like, it was not going to be, otherwise we would have been in there at least an hour and 5 minutes, and it ended up being about 45, 50 minutes. So that's in there, and that's when I realized we are in, you realize as soon as you get into the security area that there is no circulating air. There are no fans, no air conditioning. It's 95 degrees.
What about the fans? You got some big fans there.
There were none.
No
this area.
No fans?
There were no fans. No fans whatsoever. We get through security. Meanwhile, my son is, and I'm really worried about him. I'm like, God, just get him through this. And he's starting to spike a little bit of a fever.
Oh, no.
And so I'm worried about him. We get through, and I look in this entire airport, and this is all the gates are in one airport, one big square room, all right, with a couple of gift shops around the square, and then at the one end of the square, six or seven little gates for people to get on their airlines. And there are, and I'm being conservative here, and sitting in that area, there are 4 million people. 4 million people. And any seats that are open with this tribute to Meville is this situation where they have one seat, then four, then one, then two, then one, then one, then two, then one, and there are no even two-seaters next to each other. And my kid is going, and I'm like, FML. FML. Right. And then finally we find at the back end near the toilet, of course,
yes,
we find two seats, and I plunk down two seats. I get my kid in my lap. Carla sits down, and then we just begin to sweat. And at this point I said, yeah, daddy's going to go because they have a second level.
Right.
And you can go up to the second level where there's a bar. But more importantly, I don't want any booze at this point. I just want to look at the planes. Okay. So I go out and I go up to look
calm
at the planes.
Calm yourself. Look at the planes.
And just to calm down, leave Carla and the little guy. And I go up and there's a United jet big one. They bring these big ones into this thimble-sized airport, and it backs up, and I'm looking at this United jet, and it backs up, and I'm watching it. And it's waiting and waiting and waiting, and I said, man, there's a lot of air traffic coming in this teeny tiny little airport. And I'm waiting, and I'm up there for about 15 to 20 minutes. Suddenly, I look over my left shoulder, and there's a very angry woman who looks beautiful, but she's running through the airport and happens to be my wife. And her words out of her mouth as she sees me, I said, I am not happy. I said, where's Michael? I've got a woman downstairs watching him. I said, what's going on? He threw up on me. And she is covered.
Oh, no.
She is wearing, and I have to compliment my bride, she is wearing the most gorgeous island wear outfit I have ever seen. She's island wear. She's got the hat on. She looks fantastic. This is not active wear.
No, it's
this is
island wear.
Island wear. And her pants and her white blouse are covered in Gatorade vomit.
Oh, no.
Red Gatorade vomit.
Oh, dear.
At this point, I go back downstairs. I got to make this quick. Because I wrote a news. And so
be ashamed if you didn't get to it.
Ed, at this point, we should break because I will come back and to hell with the news. I will tell you what happened because I think, okay, if he's this sick, I want to get him on the plane first. I'm going to go to the gate.
Sure.
Work my way. Literally. I'll tell you when I come back. I'm getting pissed off telling about it. I really am. We'll take a break. Come back with the rest of the story on the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Mike O'Mara. When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration, a place where I could express myself openly without the burden of censorship for a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insights and the knowledge of a seasoned political journalist, an individual with an insider's grasp of the political world we live in. Well, the outlet is called Political Persuasions, and the seasoned insider is Mr. Chris Freitz. We host a weekly discussion of all things political that is lively, funny, informative, and sometimes controversial. Join us every week at politicalpersuasions.com and get a different perspective on a moment in history unlike any other. I love that. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. So glad to be back in the United States. I am, as you know, a true patriot. Thank you. Thank you very much. I love America, and I love shopping in America from the comfort of my easy chair. So when I shop the USA, and I shop at the biggest red, white, and blue website I know, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Check it out. It's got those colors.
Yes.
It features Macy's, Target, and Walmart. When you shop these retailers through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show, and you're supporting our nation. So the next time you need anything, just go to the TMOS Shopping Center. It's lit. And it has everything. So shop like you mean it. Just to make sure that you start your shopping at the banners on our website. It costs you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Even better than Amber Waves of Gray.
Oh, I love America.
Thank you.
And welcome back to these chores, Mike.
Oh, thank you. So glad to be back. So I have made a terrible mistake. I have gone to get away from the fam for a little bit, leaving the little one down there. Carla was sitting there. I said, do you mind if I go upstairs? She said, fine. But when she came upstairs, I'm not happy. Michael yacked on her. And he didn't yak because he was sick. He yacked because he was coughing. And when you cough sometimes, you bring up what you...
He's a kid.
So,
he's five.
But he is warm, and he's been hot and cold all week long, and we've been giving him medicine. And we just want to get home. We want to get home. And so... Idiot man, that's me, decides that I will walk up to the counter at JetBlue and say to the person behind the counter, I said, I've got a pretty sick little guy. We're wondering if we could pre-board with him when the time comes. And the guy behind the counter says, yeah, no problem at all. We'll do that. And at that point, Mrs. Helper leans in and goes, how sick is he? With her like flame eyes going.
Oh, I said, no.
Well, he threw up, but it's because he's got a little cough. Well, he cannot fly. If he is sick, I'm like, and all of a sudden,
no.
in my brain, I hear this. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done? I was just trying to get him comfortably onto the plane. And I
patient
said,
zero.
So thank God. In this moment, I turn on my most calm demeanor and said, he's just got a cough and he should be fine. He said, if he gets sick again, you're going to have to let us know. Please let us know. We're going to send someone over to assess him.
Ah! Like,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I picture My son infirmary on Alcohol Island, and us 24 hours delayed getting out of it.
The doctor shows up. I am Johnny Wishbone.
A guy, Johnny Wishbone, you just say you're okay. He threw up on his mother.
And I come running.
So a guy comes over with a green vest, asks how he is. I said he's fine. He looks at him. His color is good. My son, God bless my son, smiles at him.
Oh, rises to the challenge.
You know
good
those
boy.
Moments? There are moments with your kid where you just want to go, you brave, wonderful little human being.
Yep.
You picked a time to grin at the guy, and that smile, I think, more to do. And we are able to get on the plane and make our way out of the country. And I am telling you, I have never seen human beings sardined into one area.
Isn't America the best?
Yeah. It's,
I feel that way every time I come back. I'm like, this is what an airport should look like.
Well,
this is the elbow room.
Yeah. Let me explain that. I'm glad you asked that, Oscar, because I don't want to sound unpatriotic here. It's a wonderful country. Yeah. I just don't know whether it's worth all that crap we go through getting back into it. I mean, my God in heaven. We land at Fort Lauderdale International Airport, and an hour and a half later, we're walking out to the sidewalk because we have gone through an automatic passport scanning device that allows us then to walk down a hallway with carry-on bags that aren't looked at all, and wait another hour in line to meet with the Homeland Security
people. Customs.
Yeah. It's a very, very involved procedure. And what started at 8 o'clock in the morning for what, you know, by air is a very short flight because we didn't go far.
Right.
The Alcohol Island is about an hour and a half from Fort Lauderdale. And we started at 8 o'clock
Another
in the morning,
clue.
got home at 7:30 at night.
Oh,
now, it was a long day. It was a very, very long day.
My perspective comes from a lifetime of clearing customs with my foreign mother.
It's got to suck for you to do
that
all the time.
Well, it's not even just because we were foreign and we weren't citizens yet. It's because my mom always thought that the recommendations by immigration to not bring non-indigenous plants and poultry through.
What did she think of those? She disregarded them?
She was like, that's a recommendation.
These are more guidelines than laws.
When they break open the luggage, and you're a kid, so you're still embarrassed by your parents at a certain extent, let alone when they're bringing out the plantains out of her bag, and then they've got...
Mrs. Zabalius, you cannot bring the live chicken on this plane.
What is this chirimoya? Is this poultry that you're bringing back? Chicharron is not allowed.
Is with her with bringing food on planes?
Like, it's a foreign thing, and I want to say it's a Great Depression thing, but she wasn't alive then. I think they think that for some reason, wherever they go, just in case, because they love with their food, right? They feed you. That's how they get you.
Right.
They're not going to be able to complete their mission without bringing it along just in
case.
There
is no guarantee that this Boston will have a grocery store. We do not know this for sure.
We do not know. It was a slice of heaven. And the only thing is, I got a kid who is hacking every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, at 5 years old, he was the trooper of troopers, and he made it through. And Sunday, I mean, we were in a doctor's office on Sunday with him. And then yesterday, both Carla and I woke up with a little, I was like, you think you're going to, you know, after 7 or 8 days, you think you're going to miss it.
Yeah.
Well, that was the alcohol that probably deadened
the shield,
the virus, you know. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since we do have the time, since we are not doing news you may not need today, let me get the timpani. And I will entertain guests as to the drink of the week that I mainlined every single day.
Is it a drink that has a name?
Yes, it is.
Ooh.
Yes, it is.
Thank you
very much.
Is it a rum-based drink?
It is a rum-based drink. You are correct.
Oh, great. Yes.
Is it I could guess now, but I want to ask one more question. Knowing full well that a no answer means I lose control of the board.
Yes.
Is it considered a frozen drink?
No, it is not.
Ah.
Oscar Santana.
You're a jerk.
Mike, you like simplicity. You like it fast. You don't want to give the bartenders more work than they need to do, especially if it's you're paying per drink, because we heard it's not all-inclusive. Rum Runner. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak back with control of the board.
Does it have any sort of dairy or dairy-like component?
It does not.
A tequila sunrise.
That is incorrect. Rob Spiewak.
Already said it was rum-based. You're playing dumb.
No, they have rum and tequila sunrise, don't they?
They have
no, they tequila.
Don't.
No, damn it.
No, they have, that's why maybe it's that's called the tequila
maybe
sunrise.
Maybe that's the Jersey Shore. Different drink.
Yes.
Okay. Is it?
The Jersey Shore where they enjoyed all those rum-based tequila sunrises?
All the when they weren't drinking vintage wine, Mike, that's what they right. love. Does right. it have a fruit garnish when it is served?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that's the wrong thing. Yes, it is.
Is it a Mai Tai?
It is not
oh!
a Mai Tai. Thank you very much.
A piña colada.
No, Rob. Oh. Rob was kind of going there.
I didn't know that.
Coconut
milk. Just asking. Yes,
all right. Right. So with he's the fruit garnish,
that's okay. That means you'll win. Go ahead.
Is it a? Is the name of the drink a two named drink? Two named word.
It is not.
Ah.
Well, is it a Rumpelstiltskin?
It is not.
Does he have to play anymore?
No.
Okay.
It breaks
no,
it up.
Doesn't. Is it something we could get usually at a Chinese restaurant?
Ooh, great question.
Yes, I think you could, but I mean, it's not known for it, but yes, you could.
Yeah, but I mean, they do a lot of those, like, what they would call, like, a Calypso-style drink.
Yeah, you could get one, but it's not that where you're going with that.
All right, is it a rum and Coke?
It is not. Oscar, would
I
you like to try again?
I think he was for a volcano.
No, it's not a volcano.
Not the flaming volcano? Is it a Navy grog?
It is not a Navy grog.
Is it served in festive skull mug?
No, it is not.
I'm sorry I took an extra question there.
Does it involve soda?
Yes, it does.
Yes! All right, oh, I got okay. this. Rum, straight up.
No.
Because that involves soda?
No, damn
you
it.
Said it must. He's not into it. I told you.
It's I don't know enough drinks. Trying.
If I could say, is it rum and Sprite?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
No. What about a... Oh, you already guessed Mai Tai, correct?
Right.
All right, so that's
I'm
it.
Ready to give a hint.
Okay.
But as soon as I give a hint, it's going
to
be over.
All right, we'll have to buzz
well,
in.
All right, I
guess.
Oh, look at the team in the back.
We're thinking,
Pony, would you like to weigh in?
Can we get a little more level on you guys, please?
There you go.
Oh, much better. Thank you.
We're thinking mojito.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are brilliant back there.
You're a fan of mojitos?
Pony Boy, I mainlined mojitos.
Wow!
All week. I have more muddled mint in my colon than, well, it's not there anymore. But yes, that's what it was.
And I bet your toilet has never smelled better.
They were fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, and I might still be drunk. I'm not sure, yes. But
mojitos—they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of work for the bartender, though.
La, but they flew through these. They flew
know what
through
they're
these.
Doing. They know what
yeah,
they're doing.
Yeah, I want to send a few of them over to JetBlue. Anyway, we're going to take a break. And
amazing, you
back,
drank all that, and your son is the one who threw up.
I know. It's truly spectacular, isn't it? We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal.
Hi, Tom.
I like to get my news anywhere I can.
What?
That's why I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And
how's
my
that?
Favorite way to consume it is on Spotify.
What?
Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool.
No, you're not.
Just like Chuck Todd.
What?
So go to Spotify and search the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tom
it's
Rogal.
The best.
Wow.
Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Brokaw, and I'm old.
Yes, you are. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Tuesday. Tuesday. Catch a snooze day.
Ooh.
Big news day. Lose your blues day. Mysterious ooze day. Shine your shoes day. Double shot of booze day. All the rhymes in the world won't get you extra TMOS. I bet you'd like some more, wouldn't you? More is better, right?
Mm.
You always want a little bit more. Hey, if you order the bonus show, you'll have more TMOS. Choose more, bitches. Please buy our thing. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams,
ham salad!
Great.
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on what I like to call the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please remember, buy the bonus show because you love us, don't you? Let's open the audio vote for today. This is Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. Rob Spreewer.
It's what you call the bonus banner.
Bunch. Yeah, it's what I call the bonus banner, and it's Bunch. What I call also the last part of the show where I'm beginning to think about something besides the show.
You've got a big day. You've got a big day ahead. So let me distract you by throwing the spotlight on my friend Oscar Santana.
Yes!
Last week, we were talking about our favorite movie studio logos.
Yes.
And mines tend to go older. His were more current, but he recreated some for us. And
You actually did that on the show?
We'd like to thank listener Jim Amato, who produced these. Here's Oscar's version of the Metro.
Hold on, I asked you a question. Did you actually do that? You tried to lie. I've come back. You give you a week by the show. I know what goes through your brain.
A lot of confidence.
I was asking you. A lot of cockiness, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You notice that was the attitude?
Let me not answer him.
I ignore Mike's questions. You
Oscar
know,
answered
like
your
that.
Question.
You that, yeah, you know,
Oscar just, answered just, your
yeah.
question.
Yeah, but he was Oscar loved New
I wasn't line. Asking Oscar. I was asking you.
Yes, we did discuss it.
Which one did you love?
Yeah. I loved the old Warner Brothers one.
Yeah, the old Warner Brothers
But Oscar was recreating some of the great openings for motion pictures. Here's the Oscar version of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. But not my favorite.
Yes.
Oscar also loves it's just so symptomatic or symbolic of the great movies, 20th Century Fox.
You do that with my kid.
So thank now you, Jim Amato, for putting Oscar's voice to good work. We appreciate it.
Do you know, I seriously have to stop you there because when I watch, my son watches his movies. By the way, he watched Hook, that horrible movie, Hook.
Yeah, did he like it,
Hoffman.
Though?
Oh, he adored it. He hasn't enjoyed a movie like this ever in his lifetime. But he will do when it's
He
loves movie fanfare.
Cool. Oh, that's great.
I'll have to record a few of them. That's he loves cool. those. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Valentine's Day was last week,
yes.
and I think everyone had mostly a good Valentine's Day, but not this couple in Kentucky, because this is an older couple. The gentleman didn't listen very closely, and this went viral over the weekend. His wife asked for tulips. He thought she said turnips.
The first thing, I didn't know how to react. It was like, oh, really? Of course, I just had my first cup of coffee, and then it dawned on me that I didn't think he was really paying attention when he said, yes, I heard you.
Well, the first thing popped in my mind was, I thought you said turnips. No, I said tulips, and I was like, but when we was going to bed, I misunderstood you, and yeah, I really did a boo-boo on that one.
So, they
you
ended
know what
up
he said after
boo-boo.
That? What? He said, where's my organ? I'm sorry, whenever I hear tulips, I always think of that old joke.
They eventually got her tulips, and they ate the turnips, so all is well. But I hate the phrase boo-boo. For
and
a mistake.
He didn't even say it. He said something else.
He said blue-boo.
Yeah. I really did a blue-boo on that one.
So I guess he did do a blue-boo, but I don't like that.
And now I get some of them French fried potatoes. There we go, yeah.
Like, talking about your flight, at least you're not trying to
fly. Oh, by the way, would you like to hear my Billy Bob Thornton impression from Tombstone since
please?
I watched it eight times on vacation?
Please.
All right, hold on. I got to stand sideways. You know, he's got that cameo where he's the guy that's dealing. Yeah. He gets beaten up by Kurt Russell, right?
Something on your mind?
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So
that could be a drop.
Yeah, Mike. On coming back from your vacation.
Like
at least you're not trying to come back from Russia. And an American was on a flight from Russia, and they had to remove him because he kept turning to the man next to him and saying that he wanted to shake his hand. And then, as they were removing him from the flight, he had to sign a release form saying he was okay with the fact that he was being removed from the flight. This man tends to find one thing and say it over and over again. At least you weren't flying with this guy.
I'm going to shake your hand. I want to shake his hand.
Oh, my God.
Move me off the plate. I want to shake his hand.
Can you stop it for a sec? Yeah. Is it okay, so he's in Russia,
And he's coming back to America. And he's
is the plane in the air right now?
No, it is still. It hasn't flown yet. So they
it hasn't left Russia right now.
No, so he's in Russia and he's just talking.
And he's an American, it sounds like.
He is a big guy, big older guy. I'd put him at like 50, 55.
Doesn't it sound like the InfoWars guy?
Yeah, but it sounds like, is he insane?
Oh my God,
is he
yes.
just insane or is he inebriated?
He did not appear inebriated. He just appeared sort of touched, but he looked,
all right.
If you just saw
touched
him,
by God.
A picture of him, he looked normal.
I only want you. You stupid son of a
I'm signing it.
I'm signing it.
Scary voice.
It is.
It's not collusion.
And I like to think about what was the airline last week that was encouraging people to text each other from seat to seat?
Yes.
How'd you like to get a text from that guy?
Unbelievable. You know, you never know. And I think about that when I'm traveling. Do you ever think about that? It's just one flight. You get that weird guy.
Don't you just wish someone just shook his hand and got it over with?
Yeah, like, but you know what I would think, Oscar? What I would think automatically if he was doing it like that, that shaking his hand would mean he was going to give me a left cross.
I would think so.
And want to hit me in the temple. That's what I would think it would be.
Cheers to the Colorado Girl Scouts. This young lady is selling a lot of cookies because she's taken the boxes of Samoas and taped pictures of Aquaman onto them and is selling Momoas.
The moms are getting really excited and they're saying that they need them. The girls will want to buy some because he's on the front. And the boys will also want to buy
some character?
Because he's like he might be like their favorite.
Yeah, the buff actor who plays Aquaman is Jason Momoa.
So she's Momoas.
So she's selling Momoas as the cookie.
That's adorable. There were a few Momoas in the pool at Alcohol Island.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, floating?
Yeah. Yeah. They were big dudes. Big dudes. At one point, Carlin was standing in back of one of these guys, and I caught her. Okay. She didn't want me to see because, she's got this body to stand next to. Okay. But I heard her go, oh. I'm like, okay. All right. Calm down.
Relax.
I saw that little, that's all right.
I know in the past.
Excuse me, Mr. Man. Would you take my wife back to our room?
All right. Thank
and
you.
And he says, hey, what's the matter with your lip? What is that, sunburn?
Hey, you got a burn on your lip. There you go. Hey.
We've talked about LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, in the past. Yesterday was President's Day. I had never heard this tape. There was a C-Lab. There was a C-Lab experiment with aquanauts in 1965 where they put people in a modified submarine and put them deeper in the water than they'd ever gone before. And it was an experiment. I think actually it ran in tandem with the space program because they wanted to see how pressure was dealing on these aquanauts, they called them. This is a guy named Scott Carpenter, and LBJ called him in 1965. But the thing is, they were so deep underwater that they needed to put helium to stabilize the air in the diving bell, in this mini submarine. So when you hear Scott Carpenter talking to Lyndon Johnson, he sounds like he's sucking on a balloon.
Scott, I'm mighty glad to hear from you. You've convinced me and all the nation that whether you're going up or down, you have the courage and the skill to do a fine job.
Well, thank you very much. A great crew out here, and we're all very honored and pleased with you, Scott, to call us.
And the good news is... shortly after that experiment, a house came down and killed the witch right in front of them. But I always thought that was cool for President
Scott Carpenter yesterday. And now I need a little more extra room in my ball sack.
That's
Lyndon Johnson has the greatest presidential tapes of anybody alive.
Yeah. Oh, because he didn't care. He didn't care. You know, he used to take meetings on the toilet.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at the Bryan Cranston movie where he's talking to the guy.
Which trouser company did he call? He said, look, you got to make
Hager.
Me some pants.
Hager Slack. Excellent memory. That's your magic audio vault. Welcome back, Mike. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another one in the can. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. You guys want to hang out for a little while? Then I don't have to get... that thing I have to do in like 10
we'll hang
minutes.
Out.
Yeah, sure.
I have to go get my fleet.
Mike won't be in today. He come down with something.
Hey, we didn't get to the mailbag today. We're going to get to it tomorrow, I promise you. And if you want to get the bonus show, just click on the banner that says bonus. Easy as pie. We'd appreciate that. And thanks to Rob and Oscar for holding down the fort for me for the entire week, and Dude Walker for coming in. We'll be back with another recap of Ass Play tomorrow, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. For Oscar and Rob, Mike O'Meara saying, so long, everybody.
Eachware.
Chow, chow.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Yeah. I really did a boo-boo on that one.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
What's she doing, man?